Tet is has an interesting genesis. This halacha, the Beer Roller here actually symbolizes it very, summarizes it very nicely. In that whole sugya of the Vesas the Delug, which we assume like almost all Rishonim mean that you just Tesvav Tesayin Yudayin Yudas Yudas Kaf etc. etc. The Rabbi Nachmanal is a totally different shot where he says no, you're going like 15, 16, 17. It's like a repeated pattern, which all the Rishonim say, that's not Pshat in the Gemara, but Taka might be a Veses, it's a reasonable Veses. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Ratzah Shalosh Pa'am Rishlosh Shechadashim B'dilug, V'chaz V'ratzah Va'osim D'ilugim Atzman, Im Naga Kein Shalosh Pa'am Mariz Aves Kavua L'dilug Chalila. If you have three patterns, then it shows that pattern will keep repeating itself. Ketzad Ratzah, Tetz Vav B'nitzah, Tetz Zayim B'ir, Yudzayim B'sipan, V'chaz V'chalila V'ratzah. Chalila just means circle. Tesvav betamos, the tesayim ba'av yudzayim be'elov, ba'ochal rasa tesvav tishvav, the tesayim bechetzvav yudzayim bekislay, kabel of es lo dilog, chalila, the choshesh liolam, tesvav bechodesh zeh, the tesayim bechodesh zeh, the yudzayim lechodesh zeh. I think that's fairly straightforward. You just keep building up this pattern. The notes of Kalim, the Shachman Taz point out that Lav Dafka this example. It would be any pattern that repeats itself three times. It could be Tesvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Tesvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Tesvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin. It could also just be Tesvav, Tezayin, Tesvav, Tezayin, Tesvav, Tezayin. As long as the pattern repeats itself three times, it doesn't matter how long the pattern is, that creates a Vesis Kavua for that pattern to keep repeating itself. The Pesach Tshuva points out that the machlokes in the Shach and the Torah Hashlamim, the Shach says something very logical. The Torah Shlom is a little difficult. The Shach says, even though the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, if we remembered whether you need 15, 16, 17 to be Koveya, because you look at the days of the month, there's Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, that's 3 days of the month, that's Rav. Shmuel says, no, you need three jumps, so it needs to be Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudchas. Over here, everyone agree that three is enough. The Torah Shlomo questions that, but the Torah Shlomo doesn't really give a doesn't really give a great svara. Pashtos, the preacher also questions that. Pashtos, the Shach is right here, because over here, what's Shmuel's svara? Shmuel's svara is where do you have three? If you just have Tesla, Tesayin, Yudzayin, you only have two jumps. But over here, forget about the fact we only have two jumps. We have three because the pattern repeated itself three times. So that should That should be enough to establish that it's a real pattern. So Pashas the Shach is right. The Torah Shalom is a little difficult misvara. He points out it's not just him; it's Rabbi Nachman. I don't look a little difficult misvara. But Pashas the Shach is right here because the three. Forget about whether Tesvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin is a valid pattern or not. Once you do that pattern three times, you've now done something three times. So I don't think it really matters whether these three were significant or not. You have the whole pattern three times, you kavua to have that pattern. So that's a bit of a tzara. If someone wants to work on a tzara, they can feel free to share it with us. Okay, but again, it's hard for me to imagine the chess is ever actually going to happen in any case. Anything can happen, but this seems highly unlikely. Test. Rasa be'echa b'nisan be'echa b'sivim be'echa b'av. Kavul aves es the Rosh Chodesh Le Dilugim. If she sees first of Nisan, 2 months later the first of Sivan, 2 months later the first of Av, she has been Koveya a Rosh Chodesh, a Veses for every other Rosh Chodesh. Le Dilugim, the Mechaber used the word Dilugim, but in the Achronim generally, to clarify things, they use the word seirugin here. The Achronim generally use the word dilugin to mean a geometrical pattern that you go up, you know, tezvav, tezayin, yizayin, yuches, yutes, etc., or a plug of 30, a plug of 31, a plug of 32, a plug of 33, a plug of 34, etc. And they use the phrase seirugin to mean, well, you don't change, you just do every other, or every third, or every fourth. Like, it's always Rosh Chodesh, instead of every Rosh Chodesh, it's every other Rosh Chodesh. Or it's always, you know, 20, the 20th day of the month. Instead of the 20th of every month, the 20th of every other month. That's what they call a Vesas Lisseirugin. And that's what he's describing here, that a Vesas doesn't have to be every month, it can be every other month. Avali says Rasa ve'echad nishan ve'echad ve'ir ve'echad ve'tamas ve'echad ve'tzivan lo Rasa ve'echad ve'tzivan lo Rasa, sorry, lo kavel ve'eset. So if she sees Nisan, not Iyar, Sivan, not Tamos, and Av, that is a ve'eset for every other Rosh Chodesh. If she sees, however, and this is pretty pashut, Nisan, Iyar, not Sivan, and Tamos, she hasn't been kovei a ve'eset for anything. So it's not three Rosh Chodeshes in a row, and it's not three every other Rosh Chodeshes in a row. It's just not a pattern at all. So that has not been Koveya. That has not been Koveya anything.
She doesn't see
Iyar or Thomas. If she had seen on Iyar or Thomas, she would be Koveya Veses for every month. Let's say she had seen on ER. Then, right now, she would have a Veses of every month. Oh, I see what you're saying. What is she? Okay. So that is something which we really have to get back to, which I understand. What if she saw Gimel ER? Right? As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, zero Rosh Chodesh is. Then the answer is, the general rule is that when it comes to Vestos of Chodesh, seeing on another day of the month doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt, doesn't help. Seeing on another day of the month, you can totally ignore. So if she saw Gimel Iyar, then that's the same as not seeing Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We don't care. When it comes to a best of Rosh Chodesh, whatever happens not on Rosh Chodesh doesn't matter. Neither the Kula nor the Chomer. Meaning, obviously, what happens not on Rosh Chodesh will help you establish a best of Rosh Chodesh of any type. And what happens on Rosh Chodesh won't keep you from establishing a Vesa Rosh Chodesh of any type. The rules for Vesa Chodesh is there's no competition between dates. So just because you see one day of the month doesn't make it any more likely for you to see another day, it doesn't make it any less likely for you to see another day of the month. Unlike my Flogos, where we'll see that's a very, very big mess, my Flogos of Pronim, in Sefer Gilgal.
It doesn't mean specifically Rosh Chodesh. It means
that's an example.
Right. Okay.
I just mean the same day every month.
Right.
If you had seen, of course, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then Nisan Iyar Tzivan, you'd have a regular Vesas for Rosh Chodesh. And then we'd say you missed Tammuz and you went back to your Vesas and Av. And we'd ignore every other. The Achronim seem to assume that even if you didn't see Iyar, you saw Tammuz, so when Av comes in, you say that could be three Rosh Chodesh in a row or three every other Rosh Chodesh in a row. The rule is that when something could be more than one Vesas, and one of them is normal and one of them is crazy, the rule is that we attribute it to the normal explanation, not the crazy explanation, and therefore, we'd assume Sivan Tamas Av is a Rosh, that's for every Rosh Chodesh, and forget about every other Rosh Chodesh.
One other question is, because normally we require four videos or establish except for Chodesh, we said, so...
Well, here we're talking about Chodesh,
right?
In Akhlagos, there's no such thing as Seirugin, because if I say, like, Seirugin means every other, like, every other Haplug of 30 is just Haplug of 60. There is no Indian of Seirugin.
Right, so when Seirugin, it still follows all the same rules as Chodesh.
Exactly. That is at least taking the Shulchan Aruch, because even though it so happens from Nisan to Sivan was 60 days, and from, including the first and last, I believe, from Sivan to Av is right there, all Kisidron in that season, is 60 days. So if you look at it from a Haplugger perspective, it's only two Haplugas, but no, that we look at it, at least according to the Mechaber, we look at it from a Chodesh perspective, and it can be Nikbat with three readings. Yes?
I thought it should be possible to talk about Seirugin and Haplugas. Namely, she has Haplugas 29, 28, 29, 28, 29, 28, meaning day intervals.
Exactly. And you mean a chalila such as the sifches version, which you are assuming, which some of the Achronim do assume, that now we can look back and say that
this Chalil of Sotes is really just three coexisting Seirugins. So what you're saying is you could have the exact same thing for Haflaga, meaning, you know, every other Haflaga is 28 and every other Haflaga is 29 if you establish a pattern like that. And L'chora, I don't recall seeing anything about that, but L'chora, if that was a real pattern, can you really establish, can you establish a Vesis that every other Haplug is 28 is what you're asking?
Okay.
Do the months work out like that, that you'll have a span of, I guess, 8 months, or 6 months, whatever it is, that every other one is
No, you're really going back to Sifchas. You're saying, what if you have a Haflaga 28, 29, 30, 28, 29, 30, 28, 29, 30, 28, 29, 30? My intuition is that al Sifchas, you might have established one of those, but you're ochre with three Haflagas, which are not 28, not 29, not 30, but you have not established a Vesas Betorah Sifchas. Of every third Haflaga being 28, every third Haflaga being 29, every third Haflaga being 30, because I don't think you can do that in Haflaga. Because that's my intuition, my fairly strong intuition. You can look in the, maybe in the Badi or someone and see if I'm correct or not. Okay, so let's not confuse ourselves more than absolutely necessary. Pash with the whole concept of Seirugin, again, only applies to Chodesh, because every other, there's no such thing as Haflaga like every other. Haflaga is just a number, assuming that my intuition is correct.
How far would it take to sleep? Maybe every 2 months, every 3 months, or years, even maybe, you know, every January 1st, you know, whatever.
How far can we take the Seirugin? I think I'll be Pashtus. We can take it even more than 2 months.
Years.
Then you'll say, can she establish a Vesis for Aleph Nisan? For every Aleph Nisan, that's a 12 Seirug of Rosh Chodesh. If she just has three Aleph Nisans in a row. Right, it is. Right, that would be enough to me, whether it's called a Vesis Hashanah or a Vesis of long range Seirugin. I'm not sure. I think I once saw someone who discussed this, but I don't remember.
Is Pashtus like that kind of thing that happens?
Randomly. It's going to happen eventually,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, 40 years, whatever.
And just no one's going to notice, and you know, good that they didn't notice, but theoretically, should they have?
Right.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Exactly where to draw the line. You know, obviously, whatever, you take 30 random months, and there's going to be some pattern someplace there. You know, every eighth was on Chaf L'Chodesh or something. You know, well, you use three in a row. So so would we be Choshish for that or not? My intuition is no, but I'm not sure where to draw the line. So that's a little bit of a Ian. All right, F9 in there. I'm sure someone discusses it or implies it at least someplace. Within Tess, however, there is a big machlokus achronim. The question is whether to apply, whether to consider Seirug a dilug or not. What do I mean by that? Is that, and here the machabes actually choice of the word dilug, is not machor l'shitase. On the one hand, you could say Seirug, it was nipa in three. On the other hand, you could say no. Just like Rav and Shmuel argued about, do you look at the days or do you look at the jumps? Maybe in Seirug also, you have to look at the jumps. And this is one jump and this is two jumps. And she's not Kobeya until she has Tishrei, which is a third jump. So, does the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel apply here? So, according to the Shach and the Bach and Pashtus, at least of the Machaber, this is a Veses L'Kulei Alma. In Seirugin, there's no machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. The machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is in Dilugin. But in Seirugin, both Rav and Shmuel agree that it's nikva three times. You don't need three Seirugs, you just need three every other Rosh Chodeshes. However, the Taz here and the Drisha And if you're Ma'ayan, actually, the Taz seems to be Soser. An earlier a later Taz, and the Achronim debate, whether you can answer up the skew, whether you can't, but I'm not going to go into it. The Taz here says, in Sifkatan Tess, very concisely, Zeli, Shomer Yosef Zayin of Al Lede, Rishon, that's Rishon, Tira Od, the Echad, Be'elo. The Taz and the Drisha says the same thing. That's quoted by the Shaftik of the Beis, the Drisha, and the Taz assume this is a Besis according to Rav, but L'Shmuel, you need one more time, and then everyone knows the Pesach and Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, that it is a Suffolk Besis, Suffolk Tis Besis. So that's the Drisha and Taz say it's a Suffolk Tis Besis, and they say here also. Rab would say three times, and Shmuel would say three sabers. But the Shach says no. The Shach says only when it comes to D-logs, Rab says three times, and Shmuel says three D-logs. When it comes to sabers, everyone agrees just three times. You don't count the number of sabers. Pashtos, I guess if the odds are like the Shach, that even the Taz and Drisha just say it's a sabers, it's a Dina. So a fake on behalf of the Shach here. If it ever happened, you could probably rely on the Shach, since again, even the Drisha and Taz say it's a 50-50 something. Yeah.
Is this the same thing that you brought in the Pesach Shulah with the Torah Shana? Is this the same Machlokes that you started off by saying is a Machlokes Torah Shana and the Shach?
No, the Torah Shlomo had a weird shita, where if I understood correctly. What he says is, in order to be kovei this, you need yudalit tezvav tezayin yuzayin tezvav tezayin yuzayin tezvav tezayin yuzayin to sort of kickstart it. And that I had some trouble understanding. He didn't say you need another set. So that's Torah Shlomo is a funny svara. And again, he doesn't even explain his svara. He just sort of says, but there's a Rein Chananel on my side. You can't say he didn't have a svara, which is true, but only takes you so far. But no, this is a different thing. The Sif Yud tells us Rasa Tesla Benisam Tesnaim Beir Beyud Ches Besivan. Nisan Iyar Sivan are months in a row. So you had a dilug of one from Nisan to Iyar, and then a dilug of two from Iyar to Sivan. Lo Kol Meses Kevin Shesir Bechodesh Hashlishi Lo Rasa Ad Yud Chesbo. This is strictly Poshet. When you Tesvav design Yud Ches isn't creating any type of pattern. First you went one day more, and then you went 2 days more. So that doesn't create any type of pattern. Serga, what they mean is just to go later. Again, it's not the Mechaber is not using Vesta Siur Vesta Dilu with the Achronim use it in neat categories. He's just using the word dilog to mean skipping in English, and the word sero to mean going later in English. But the it's fairly posh. The Achronim to point out, of course, that you have to read this from sort of a longer perspective, because there actually is a pattern here in terms of Tesva, Nisan, Tesai, Iyar, Yud Chasiv, and they're equal aflagos, but that's okay, because three Re'eos don't make a best aflaga. Before we used to make a best aflaga, so you haven't been told a best aflaga, even though the aflagas were the same, because Tesva Nisan to Tesai Iyar is 31, including the is 32, including the first and last day. Tesai to Yud Chasiv is also 32, because Iyar is a short month and Nisan is a long month, but if you had a third time, let's say you then saw on Yud Tes Tamas. So that would be not a vesis of dilug and chodesh, because first skip 1 day, then 2 days, then 1 day. But the Achronim point out that then it would be a vesis aflaga. But again, that's not our inyan, because here he's dealing with chodesh inyan, not the aflaga. Okay, sif yud aleph dilga pam achas oshtayim ein chosheshes le dilug afal pisha chosheshes le shar vestos pam achas ein chosheshes le vestad dilug aj tikva ena if she was the dalig. Once or twice. Remember, we had a list. Which vestos are you choshish for one time? So one time, what are the two vestos you're choshish for if it happens once as an ena kavua? Chodesh and aflaga. But, and here you give the rule. Those are common vestos. But weird vestos, You're not Kodesh Yishmor until they're Kavei themselves, so a Dilug, and by here, Dilug includes both Dilug and Sirug, and we can add Shals, we can add Shavua, I think those are things on our list. Anything that's a little weird, whether Dilug or Sirug in the language of the Acharonim, even if once or twice, you're not Kodesh at all, because it's not a common thing. You're only Kodesh after once for a common Besis, not for an not for an uncommon Besis. The okay. We're not gonna get into the Shachar. We're not gonna get into Yud Beis. Veses Hasirug, Re'ia Rishona, Min Haminyan, L'Divrei Hakol, Ve'Achli Shirchikar Yosel, Elos Re'iachsas Veska Batchila Hu Shaver L'Dilod, She'Ein Chosheshes El Mirosh Kodesh Lo Shkodesh Hasamach Lo. So he says clearly, this is what we have. The Mechaber. It says Veses Ha Sirug. Veses Ha Sirug. The first one counts according to both Rav and Shmuel. It's not like Veses Ha Dilug, where Rav and Shmuel would argue. It is like Veses Ha Dilug, in that sense, it's uncommon. You're not close to it happens once or twice. But it's not like Veses Ha Dilug that Rav would say three and Shmuel would say four. No. Everyone agrees three times. But it is like Veses Ha Dilug, you're not close. What's an example? Kigong, Shirasa Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Choshesh Rosh Chodesh Iyar. If you see Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're Choshesh for the best of Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. If you see Rosh Chodesh Sivan, if you see Nisan, not Iyar, yes, Sivan, Choshesh is Rosh Chodesh Tamas, Hasamachlo. Then you're not, again, let's say you're only up here. Nisan, you're Choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, best of Chodesh. You skip Iyar, and you see Sivan. You're not saying, once I had a Sivan Rosh every other month, and I should be choshesh 2 months from now. No, you're choshesh for Vesh Tachodesh for Tamos. If you're in low Rosh Chodesh Tamos, ain't a choshesh in Rosh Chodesh Av, Af, Alpi, Shehem, Haflog, Shnei Chodeshim, and if you miss Tamos, you still don't say, look, it's obviously a pattern of every other month, which is starting to form, and let me be choshesh as an ain't a kavua for Av. Nope, you're never choshesh for ain't a kavua of Seirug. Alpi, Shehem, Haflog, Shnei Chodeshim, Kein Haflog, Rishonim, Kein Shav Saks, Chodesh Sheni, Bitla, Riesa, Chodesh Rishon. Because Tammuz was vatal the regular Veses HaChodesh, Riyash Rosh HaShlishi, Tchilas Veses, so this was vatal the Rosh Chodesh, this started a new Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz was vatal it, the Chosh Rosh Chodesh HaSamach Lo Yom, so you're only Chosh for the next Rosh Chodesh, not for 2 months from then. Okay, fairly straightforward. The, one of the interesting locos here is, now, what does it say? We're not Choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Av. What is Chaim going to object? What are you not Choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Av? We have an Eina Kavua of a Hafloga, because remember, in the spring and summer, all the Chodeshim work properly, right? It's only in Cheshvan and Kislev that can get messed up, or if there's a leap month, the extra Adar messes up the pattern, but from Nisan to Tishrei, it goes 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30. Everything works perfectly. So, Nisan to Sivan was, Rosh Chodesh was 60 days, meaning 59 days later. Sivan to Av, so it's an Eina Kavua HaFlaga. What do you mean you're not close to Rosh Chodesh Av?
That's assuming that the same pattern between Nisan and Iyar. It could be that an Iyar is shorter or longer.
No. From Nisan to Tishrei, the months are not variable.
You mean extra real? Yeah. It could be the real situation
that you had. No, I'm saying the Rosh Chodesh. You're saying maybe she had Rios in the middle or something.
Yeah.
Ah, right. If you had Rios in the middle, correct. That would be a. That may or may not actually be a. That may or may not actually be an Akamina, correct. So, the Pisley Chuba quotes here from the Chavos Da'as. That Eina Chanami, without getting into your question, Be'ikaron, fundamentally, should be Choshesh for the Haflaga, Eina Kavua of Haflaga of 60. The Dogen Rav Bavi here argues and says, nope, Eina Kavua, we're only Choshesh for something normal, which means Haflaga or Chodesh. The only normal Haflaga is one that's around 30. You know, it doesn't have to be below 30, it could be 35. But 60 is an abnormal Haflaga, and we don't have to be Choshesh for it as a Veses She'eino Kavua. So here, the question of whether or not you're a Dayak, although I hear
your timing. You can just say that the machaber was being referring to a case where there was another hafluga in the middle. But no, you can't. You probably can't believe in the machaber gufa in Sipyub Gimel. Not the machaber, the Beis Yosef gufa. And certainly not according to the Ramah, but according to the Shach, according to the Shach and the Achron, you certainly could, which we'll see soon enough. But I hear that time. The Maisa, we're not Toshav Rosh Chodesh Av, Bitoras, Chodesh, Yom HaChodesh, V'Seirugin. How about Bitoras HaFlogas Shishim? There, the Chavos Da says that yes, we are Choshesh. We're Choshesh. After all, it's an Enoch of Aflaga Shishim, assuming she was clean in between. And the Dogel Mer Bava says no, because it's crazy. Aflaga of Shishim is not normal, and we're only Choshesh Enoch Kavua for normal things, which are Aflaga and Chodesh, but only for normal Aflagas and Chodesh. There's an interesting machlokes whether your Choshesh is best to Enoch Kavua for a crazy Aflaga. Chavos Das assumes yes. The Dogon Rav Bava assumes no. There's something, you know, within, you know, a stone's throw of 30, you know, somehow, or at least less than 40 or something. He doesn't exactly draw the line. But, so how do we paskin? It's not 100% clear to me. I think my impression is that most of the that a lot of our chronim say like the Chavos Das. I think we might have to not for like the Chavos Das in this case. I've seen in some of the discussion with your people, they Agav Orcha seem to assume like the Chavos Das.
Okay.
Yes.
A little bit maybe a silly question. I was thinking it in Sif Yud, where it says if you see on the 15th and the 2nd and the 18th, so what would have happened if you saw on the 23rd the next, you're going up in prime numbers, in other words, using his numbers.
Say that again?
The first one you went from 15 to 16, and then the second one you went from 16 to 18, so you got a 1, 2, and the next one you go to 23, 5. In other words,
no, you should go to 21, no?
Oh, well, 3, you're right. The next one found number 3, you're right. So you go to 21.
And then you go to?
And then you go plus 5.
Plus 5, prime numbers. Prime numbers
but
doesn't count.
I'm saying using this score over here, the Dagon Mavava, that it's crazy.
No, but the crazy is only Yom Tihoshina Kabbalah. If it's kavua, you have to be choshish even for crazy things. The question is how crazy. After all, you can. Someone showed me once you can find a mathematical formula to explain almost any sequence. The body has this interesting something. What if you have 15, 16, 18? That's a little more normal than yours, etc., etc. You don't need that many. Add 1, add 2, add 3, add 4, add 5, etc. Which is more normal than yours? Do you have to be choshish for that? He leaves it in a little bit of a tzarech. Ion.
Even when it's kavua.
If it ain't a kavua, you don't be choshes for anything. Yeah. Even kavua. Let's say you, what would be kavua? I guess 15, 16, 18, 21. So let's assume that would be kavua. Although theoretically you could say Shmuel would require 3 meta, you know, dilugim or something. But we get the choshesh for 25. He leaves in a bit of a tzarech. Ian, I don't know, let me is daiti. I mean, ain't lidover soap. And I think suffice it for pluses and minuses. And we don't have to go with, you know, you don't have to be choshesh for Fibonacci, Vestos, and v'chuli v'chuli. But, you know, he leaves that tzarech. And yours is even weirder than that. Even if it's tovo, even weirder than that. I don't know if I would go so far. So just a chazer for a second. If it's kavua, you have to be choshesh for anything. But what counts as an anything? What if it's a weird mathematical equation, not just plusing and minusing? The body is almost sopak, and I'm not running to be machmir there. But kavua, you have to be choshesh for even weird things. The question is, do you have to use higher mathematics? In the kavua, you only have to be choshesh for normal things, which are chodesh and haflaga. The machlok is dog, mevav, and chavos das. What about abnormal haflagas? What about a flag of 60? Do you have to be choshesh for that in the kavua? Because it's haflaga, the flag is normal, or not? Because 60 is not a normal haflaga, Chavos Das is, and I think a lot of people agree with him that the Dogon Rav Bava is not.
What's a normal haflaga?
normal is, I guess, less than 40. I'm picking a number. He doesn't really say. He has a little trouble with exactly where to draw the line. Certainly something that could approximate a month. It's clear that the postmark are kosher for 20s. So if you're kosher for 20s, you should be kosher for 40s. Now, the truth is, when it gets lower, some have grown to mention even much lower than 20. So maybe that just proves they don't like the Kama Stas, because I don't know, at a certain point it's not normal.
What's the smart for calculating all these weird numbers? Is that we have a way of predicting? Is that just a bit of prediction? Is that we have some sort of pattern of predicting? Or?
The svara is just predicting pashtus, yeah.
So even if so, the svara would hold, even if it's a wacky thing, still you're able
to... No, but at a certain point, it's just coincidence. Meaning if it's so wacky, then it's hard to imagine that her body knows that wacky formula.
It seems all strange.
What? Yeah, I don't know. It's just at a certain point, it is, certain things might be so wacky that they don't even count as patterns, halachically. That's sort of my answer to Ryan. That's so wacky, that's not even a pattern, halachically. Ah, your mathematician will tell me it is. Okay, mathematicians think a lot of strange things. But, I don't know. I don't even know if they have prime numbers in the time of Chazal. Not that would necessarily make a difference. I don't know. Sorry. The interesting discussion here is, would you compare, again, comparing Seirug to Delug, right? What do we know about Delug? What do we know about Delug is, number one, not Choshesh for Enga Kavua. And do we carry that over to Seirug? Yes. Number two, according to Shmuel, you need 4, not 3. Do we carry that over to Seirug? Mechaber, Shach, etc. say 3 is enough. But the Taz would say that by Seirug also, Shmuel would say 4, and Rav would say 3. Now, there's something else we learned when it comes to Delug, which is, if you recall, even according to Rav, Lekule Alma, or let's say, even Lefi Rav, if she was Tesvav, 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 Tesayin, Yudzayin, this Tesayin doesn't count towards the 3. Right? If she had a Veses Kavu of Tesvav, and then went Tesayin, Yudzayin, we say since a Veses Kavu of Tesvav is normal, and the deal of Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin is abnormal, then the one that's part of the normal can't count towards the abnormal. Do you carry this over to Seirug or not? What would be the example? If she had Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Skip Tavos, Av, Skip Elul, Tishrei. She had a Kavua of every Rosh Chodesh. Then the first one of those is also the first one of a Kviyas of every other Rosh Chodesh. So that is a discussion in the... The Pisvei. yeah. That is a discussion of the Shach. The Shach points out in towards the end of Sukkotin Chavav that if she had a Vesas beforehand, the Shach says that Sivan doesn't count. And in this respect, it's the same as Veses HaDilug. Shach says Siva doesn't count because it's the same as Veses HaDilug because there's normal and abnormal. And if something's part of a normal pattern, it's mufka from being part of an abnormal pattern. Because Vechuba goes to the Chavos Das, that not only would we say it doesn't count this way, even if you have the opposite way, let's say Nisan, skip Iyar, Sivan, skip Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei,
we'd go back from Freya and say the Av goes with Elul Tishrei and not with the Seder. And you would not have a Vesis for every other Rosh Chodesh, which means if you missed three Rosh Chodesh in a row, it would be Nekar, and you wouldn't say you haven't missed three every other Rosh Chodesh in a row. Okay. There's a one other... Yeah.
Why also, according to Rabban Shmuel, why does the test bar not count exactly we're talking in terms of prediction?
Because we assume... There's why the two not count? We assume it's coincidence unless it's three. So we assume that the Zayin and Zayin are coincidence because Kesvav has another explanation. So therefore you only have two things and we assume they're coincidence. That's why it doesn't count. I mean, normally we say Kesvav, there's Zayin and Zayin. Three times can't be coincidence. But the Kesvav has another more better explanation, so therefore there's only two things that are new, two things that have mashmaot, two things that are potential proof, and two things that are potential proof doesn't prove anything, that's still coincidence. Tezvav is not potential proof because it has another explanation.
What happened after the point of Tezvav, what are we saying at that point?
What?
After that Tezvav, we say it doesn't count. At that point in time, what do we say?
Oh, she's the best kabur for Tezvav. Yeah, but it counts for Tezvav. Right. But it doesn't count, so the Tezvav pulls it over its team and it can't join the dealer team.
And but that the next set doesn't counteract the Tezvav, right?
No, she only been over Tezvav twice.
Right.
So she still has Vesis for Tesvav the next month until she's over it a third time. Which we'll get to, because we haven't gotten to a Q so well. There's a strange shock here which I don't totally understand in the first half of Sukkotin Chavav, which I'm not sure exactly what he means. He says, in this case of Sirug, why not just say it's a regular Vesis. I'm not sure what he means exactly by regular Vesis. Rabbi Kiviego points out, what do you mean a regular Vesis? It's not a regular Vesis Aplugger because there's only two Aplugas, and it's not a regular Vesis Achodesh, it's not every month. So I don't really understand any better than Rabbi Kiviego also says. I don't understand. It's not that I have a clever, I don't understand the Shach. Rabbi Kiviego didn't understand the Shach. I also don't understand the Shach. Someone who can do better than me and Rabbi Kiviego, which probably might be equal to someone that's got to go. Could point that out, but Lamaisa, the first time the Shach was on a Chavav, I don't know what to do with, but at least I'm comforted by the fact that Rabbi Kiviego Eger was in this case just as unsuccessful as me. Okay. Now, basically, up to this point, what we've done is mention the ways of being all the different vestos you can be kobeya, which are again Chodesh and Hafloga and Shavuos, whatever exactly that means, and Shavua, whatever exactly that means, and Dilug of Chodesh and Dilug of Hafloga and Sirug, which and Chalila of Chodesh and Sirug, which I assume only applies to Chodesh until proven otherwise. And we've shown that some of those you're choshesh even in Eina Kavua, some of them you're not choshesh on the level of Eina Kavua, and how many times you need to establish them. Just to chazer for a second, how many re'iyos you need to establish any type of SS. Someone tell me, hachodesh, how many re'iyos do you need?
Three.
Three. Hafloga, how many re'iyos do you need?
Four.
Because it's three haplagos, right? There always has to be an explanation which has number three in it. Sha'os and Shavua, let's leave three and leave that for now. How about Chodesh B'dilug? So that's Machlokes, whether you need three or four, why? Three, Yimei Hachod, Yimei Yomot, what is the plural of Yom? With Tzmichot? Yimei Hachodesh, okay. If you don't know in less than 15 seconds, then we are putter permanently. Or four, for three Dilugim. That's the Machlokes, King Rav and Shmuel. How about, Haflug of Dilug. How many reels do you need? Eitan?
Haflug is in
Dilugin.
I plug a 30, I plug a 31.
So you need 4.
How is that 3?
So that's, here we have R for Rav, Shin for Shmuel.
Oh.
4 or 5. That's the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says 4 because you have 3 haplogos. And Shmuel would say 5 because you have 3 diluge haplogos. Right? You need 5 reels today, 30 later. Today, 30 later, 31 later, 32 later, 33 later. 5 reels, so I can have 3 jumps of haplogos. And lastly, Seirugin, which let's apply to a Chodesh, that you need either 3 or 4. 3 is mainstream because you have 3 days of the month that are the same, just every other month. 4 is Shmuel only according to the Taz, Fitaz, Neged, Mechaber, and Shach, because then you say you have 3 Seirugin, 3 Jews. Okay, that's a summary of what we've learned. And again, the Taz is a little tricky because in Sukkot you'd basically maybe Sosa himself would go back to the Mechaber, but that depends how you interpret it. Okay, now we're ready for your Gimel. Your Gimel, we're going to. Yeah. You need 4 or 5 re'ios. Why? Shmuel says you need. Rob says you need 4 re'ios, right? Why? You need day 1 and day 30 and day 60 and day 91. Right? 30 days, 31 days, 32 days. This is Rav. Shmuel says you need 5 re'ios. Why? Because here you have a plug of 30, a plug of 31, a plug of 32. It says, hold on. You've had 3 a plug, but you haven't had 3 dilugim. You've only been medallic twice. So Shmuel would say you need 1, 30, 60, 91, and 123. Because then you have a dilug of a plug of 30, of 31, of 32. And of 33, notice we're counting the way we usually count Vespers, not the way people are used to counting in plain English, which is counting the beginning day and the end day, because then you have 3 jumps, you jump, jumped, and jumped. That's the same achlokes as they have by Vesach Chodesh, just applied to achlokes. Again, there is a Das Yochid who says that even Shmuel agrees to Rav over here, that you never need 5, but we're not going, that's a very Das Yochid. Pretty sure we're not going to. Okay, Yud Gimel tells us a few very important things, and then we're going to be able to finally have a Kabbalah class.
Sorry,
yeah?
Why would we pass an like Shmuel if it's a Suffolk Doraisa on a Nidah?
Why would we?
It's a Suffolk in Din.
Who's we? We being a Risha? The Mechaber doesn't pass like Shmuel. The Mechaber says it should be Machmer both ways. Yeah, we the Mechaber Paskin, Yesh Lachos the Durav Lahachmir means you should be Machmir both ways, that's Fake of the Dina. But if you ask why some Rishon would pass like Shmuel, they'd say, because we have a Raya in the Gemara like Shmuel. And the other Rishon would say, no, we have a Raya like Rav. But Lahalach Lamaisim, what's Machlok Rishonim? We pass him, we can't prove who's right, so you have to be Machmir both ways. Even though Vestas is Rabbanan, nonetheless, we're Machmir both ways. Taki, you're right, even though Vestas are Durabbanan, nonetheless, we're Machmir both ways. It's a good argument. Maybe we didn't strictly have to, but very, very often, if you look at actual Pesach Halacha, you want to count the times you violate the rules of Halacha, Divrei Hamekel and Derabbanan, and you know, you could get easily hundreds. Okay. The Yud Gimel first brings in a factor that we've been ignoring until now. We've been ignoring the factor of daytime versus nighttime. We've just been talking about days. But what do you mean days? If we remember anything, in a Veses, how much you have to be Torish for each Veses? An Ona. Right? That's a day or a night. And a Veses is a 12-hour Inyan, not a 24-hour Halos. So a 12-hour Halos, how does that tie into days and nights? So, Yud Gimel, Eina Isha Kavasla, Vesat Tilu Rasa, Shlosha Rasha Kadashim Zachar Zeh,
Ela in kengu kulon beona achas bayom o balayla. A woman's not, everything we've said until now has been oversimplified. A woman's not kovei beses with Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Unless it's Rosh Chodesh Day, Rosh Chodesh Day, Rosh Chodesh Day, or Rosh Chodesh Night, Rosh Chodesh Night, Rosh Chodesh Night. Because it's only a beses if all three times were the same ona, either 3 days in a row or 3 nights in a row. V'imrasa, sholosh pa'am v'yom v'arviyas v'layla, or sholosh pa'am v'layla v'arviyas v'yom, kosheshes, v'yom, u'v'layla, nechshashet esarishim, nechshashashino ishehu ha'achron. This is actually using information from Sifri Dalet that we didn't see yet, but it's about Purish Mishnah, and that's something Gimel and Beit, if I recall correctly, that if you have a Vesas Kavua and you change once, then you have to be Machar both for your Kavua and for your latest day in a Kavua. It says if you do day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, you have a Kavua for Rosh Chodesh day, and you've broken it by Rosh Chodesh night. So then you have to be Chodesh for the whole Rosh Chodesh, because the day is your Kavua and the night is your Eina Kavua. The imrasa pamim by yom pam leila shalola seder. But if you see randomly, let's say always see Rosh Chodesh, very regular woman, but randomly sometimes day, sometimes at night with no pattern. Lo kav echli shalola, you never have three in a row of one of them. O shatir rishona by yom shalosh achronos v'layla, or you saw first in the day and then three times at night. Rishona v'layla shalosh achronos v'yom. O shalosh v'zev shalosh v'zev. Koshen achrona v'ilvad. Basically, if you're random, then you have no kviyas, so you're just chodesh for the last one. If you had one day and three nights, then the one day is erased, the three nights are kavuah, you're chodesh for the 3 nights. If you have 1 night and 3 days, the night is erased, you're chodesh for the 3 days. If you have 3 nights and 3 days, the 3 days uproots the kviyas for the 3 nights. Now you only have 3 days. The principle is very pashut, that a day and a night are two different vestos, and each one can uproot each other in accordance with the normal, the same way Rosh Chodesh would be uproot Gimel Chodesh, and Gimel Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh. Day of Rosh Chodesh uproots night of Rosh Chodesh, night of Rosh Chodesh uproots day of Rosh Chodesh, and they're not mitzarek together in any way. So a woman, now of course, if a woman saw Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, that would fall into success. You would have a chalila beses. But if a woman sees Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, she could go on her whole life, and we'd say it's amazing. She's more regular than 99.99% of any woman we've ever heard of as manazeh. And she would have no Besses Kavua, she would just have an Eina Kavua for the latest one, because day and night are not in any way mitzari. They're not the same time. Latin and Vestos. Each 12-hour period is totally independent. And day and night are different dates. It's very poshut. The same applies for Haflaga, although how it applies for Haflaga is the interesting note of Yehuda, in the Hebrews, summarized by the Pesach Shuv here, summarized very confusingly. But then you probably, if you read the Pesach Shuv, would have no chance of actually understanding what the Nebuchadnezzar was trying to say. But we'll work on that. But the same applies for Haflaga. If I have 30th day during the daytime, 30th day daytime, 30th day in the nighttime, I have not made a Vesas Kavua. I just have an Eina Kavua, the latest one being the nighttime, let's assume for now. Right, 30th, again, I have the 30th day in the night, the 30th day in the night, the 30th day in the day, 30th day in the night, 30th day in the night, 30th in the day, 30th in the day, 30th in the night, 30th in the day, and I won't have a Vesas Kavua. I'll just have an Eina Kavua, the most recent, which was 30th in the day, because I've uprooted my 30th in the night, because that was only Eina Kavua, and I uprooted it by not doing it once.
Could you count, two questions, I'm also count the day and night in Haflaga with Yilud, meaning if you see the 30 days...
Beautiful, that's what the Nodi Hu discusses. Okay, great, hold that thought. The question is, when it comes to Chodesh also, Chodesh or the, it's the same question. So that's the principle, it's really straightforward. I just want to point out that in practical terms, since we have a serious Mishkana Tevor from the time of Chazal and that we don't have Hargasha anymore, nowadays Vestos are very skewed. A large, large percentage of Vestos are day, and a very tiny percentage of Vestos are night, not for any true reason, because the I haven't done the research. Some scientists might actually discover that depending on your climate and where you live and what you wear and where you work, etc., the hormones will be affected by the daylight, etc. I mean, everything else is affected. All other hormones are affected by that. That's no reason these shouldn't be. But that's not what I mean. That I haven't done any research. Just for a practical, very pusher reason that most people with non-hazeh, like
in the old days, sleep most of the night and are awake most of the day. Which means that, since in the time of Chazal they said, if a, what happens if one gets her period at night? The Hargasha wakes her up. What happens if they say, what if you have to go to the bathroom at night? You know, you're not 3 years old anymore. So it wakes you up and you go to the bathroom. So if a woman gets her period at night, it wakes her up also. Nowadays, since we don't really have much in terms of Hargasha, a woman's not going to wake up if she gets her period in the middle of the night, because during the day she doesn't feel anything, kal vachomer at night when she's asleep. Which means that you don't really know when it happened. Which means a woman will wake up in the morning and she'll see Dom and she'll say, oh, I got my period, I've missed this in the day, because none of us wake up to crack of dawn anymore. I mean, maybe we should, I don't know. So you have to assume she's becheskes tara until recently, and it happened during the day. So therefore, if by the time we discover the nidus, the dam, it's usually daytime, because, you know, you have like a little time at night before you go to sleep. Most of the nighttime hours end up getting accidentally pushed off during the day just because of lack of hargasha. And then you wake up in the morning, it's already daytime, and you have to assume you're Cheskes Tara until then, laying and everything. So that's why nowadays it's sort of skewed, and you get a lot more day than night, but you still get some night, because until you go to sleep, you could, even if you don't have a Hargasha, but you could notice, which we'll have to discuss once exactly, how you know when your Veset started. Nowadays we don't have Hargasha, but we're not going to discuss that. I was thinking of pushing it off to Tzadi at this point, maybe I should have. Yeah, we could have brought in Kofte Gimel, but we're not doing Vestos yet. So now we'll push it off till the intro to Kofzadi. But that's just something to keep in mind that practically changes things nowadays. It doesn't affect any halakos, other than just how likely you are to have certain shaitas. Now, Eitan's question is the Noti Behudah's question. You can ask the same question again?
No, well, I was going to ask...
Well, in any case, let me answer it. What were you going to ask?
Well, no, I was going to ask that question. Sometimes you'll have some, let's say, false positives, because, you know, like we were talking about with Rosh Chodesh, so if you see the night of Rosh Chodesh, you're only supposed to do the night. So then you're not going to check it all during the day, and then you'll see again at night, and you might establish a Vesta Kavua, when that, you know. But we
assume. No, what do you mean not check? I mean, the woman really gets her period. She notices without checking. Even nowadays, without Hargasha, at a certain point, she just notices because the mark is blood. Yeah, she doesn't notice when it leaves the marker, but, you know, if she's awake, at a certain point, she notices. So, okay. So, anyway, let's get back to the macabre.
On that point,
if
a woman
wakes
up to the crack of dawn and notices that she got a period, so...
It wouldn't even have to be the crack of dawn, actually. It would be sunrise, because we know for Vestas, we go by the sun, not the halachic day.
So, when are we going to assume?
If she got up at sunrise, she got up with the sun and saw full of dawn, then that would be a night Vestas. She'd be coming at night, yeah. But, you know, most of us, for better or for worse, sleep past the dawn and sleep past the sun, and... You know, we're all B'nai Malachim, and some people even go further than B'nai Malachim, B'zman Hazeh. You give me no longer live in the time of Chazal, when you had to imagine B'nai Malachim to find a Heikin Timtzu, or someone might have a Havmin of St. Kriyash Ma'Gimel Shavos.
And
Vestas Le'Shavos
come up at, I could always
have
at 6:45 in the morning.
I don't know. How do you do a little system? Yeah, I'm not sure what to answer that question, but I think we could be comfortable not asking it. Some questions you're better off not asking. So, I don't mean that, I don't mean because the result will be machmer or makel or anything. I just mean because from a purely logical perspective, like, it's bad enough that because we don't have hargasha, so many dinim get sort of become counterintuitive. We don't have to add another counterintuitive din based on only a strange rivet. So... That's better of not asking that question. Okay. That's a fascinating question. I couldn't believe the result would be to have Vesa Shavs. I just don't know why or can't. Let's get to Noti Yehuda's question is this. First, let me ask it from a conceptual perspective, and then let me actually ask the practical question he asked so that we'll understand it. Is it that we're saying we don't care about days, we just care about onos, and day is just shorthand for two onos? Or is it, no, vesos are covered by days, al-tanai, they're the same ona. The nafkamina is, can you have a vesos haplaga of
67 onos. Right? That was Eitan's question. Let's say, should we start with Kodesh? Let's start with Haplaga, because then we're not even getting to deal with it. Let's say let's start with Kodesh, okay. Tesvav Nisan, Leil Tesvav Nisan, Yom Tesvav Iyar. Now we're going to have that next one. Yom Tesvav Iyar, Leil Tezayin Sivan, and, just to make Shmuel happy, I mean, not just, we have to make Shmuel happy if we want to have a Kuli Alma, Yom Tezayin Tammuz. Maybe we have here a dilug of one ona within the Vesta Chodesh. So if you, on the one hand, you could say, look, onos are Vestos, we have a dilug of one ona. And that's what the Sholem Gudu assumed. To make a parallel to that by Haplaga, everyone agrees with me before videos. If I saw on, night 1 and day 30 and night 60 and am I doing this right?
No. 130
and 160. Okay. Am I doing this right? I've added 29 and a half. I've added 29 and a half. And I've added 29 and a half. Yeah. What I do is I have a difference of 29 and a half between each one. Right? Because from night 1, I add 29. I get to the day 30. I add 29. I get to the night 60. I add 29. So is that a best saplata? And this lakulio. Right? So the shul said, sure. You can count onas. You can have a dilug of onos, you can have a plug of onos. They said the mashmos of this machaber is that everything depends on onos. If everything depends on onos, truth is logically, he has the upper hand. If everything depends on onos, then you can have a dilug of onos. And what is this? This is a veses of dilug ona achas, b'mos achodesh, b'mei achodesh. And this is a hafloga of, I guess if you include the first and last, of 60 onos, including the first and last ona, which means you're going 29 and a half days later each time, 59 onos later. Why not? That's what the Sholem Noda Yehuda thought. And the truth is that logically, he makes more sense. If we care about onos, care about onos. Why not? It's a pattern. However, the Noda Yehuda answered him, and Bechora, the Noda Yehuda Svara, cannot be explained, let's say, logically, but has to be explained formally, I think, just as a halachic formality. He says, no. There's no chalos vestos of onas. There's a chalos vestos of yom with the same ona. But there's no chalos vestet of ona. You can't have a dilug of onos. You can't have a flood of onos. You can have a dilug of days. Al tonight, they're the same ona. Or a flood of days. Al tonight, they're the same ona. But he would say, what are you talking about in this case? You had Tesvav, a D-log, and not a D-log. That's not a Vestas at all. In this case, what did you have? You had a 30, a 31, a 30. That's not a Haplug at all. He says that it's not enough to say it works through Onos. You have to say it works through days, and then check that it's the same Ona. So this doesn't count. Aliva did the Nodi Gudu's answer. Again, the way that you say Chuba quotes, it's very unclear. I think some of them on the side try to explain it a little more. If you look in the Noda Yehuda, it is more clear. And this is pretty clearly what he's saying. Again, if you ask me logically, why is the Noda Yehuda reject the Sholem? It seems to be saying something. From a mathematical perspective, what the Sholem says is beautiful, and what the Noda Yehuda says is ugly and arbitrary. But nonetheless, the Noda Yehuda would say, look, the Gemara, the Rishonim, no one ever talked about Vestos of Onos. Vestos are always of Yonim. And then there's a rule that has to be the same ona. It's like Yom HaMaltzayin that it's the same ona. So he says, nope, that's how it works. Don't expect it to be mathematically beautiful. It's mathematically ugly. But the halacha has certain units that halacha likes to work with. The halacha likes to work with the unit of day, not an ona. Al tonight that it's the same ona. So that's what we pass in halachically. You can't do a dilug of the right, of course, he's not sure what he says, but he points out that no one ever does like the Shovel, and everyone does like Noda Yehuda, so we follow Noda Yehuda, that you can't have a vestus of onos. Every vestus has to be a vestus of whole days. I'll deny that it's the same ona. That's the shita of the Noda Yehuda. So, for example, if you wanted to have a Now here, I'll tell you something somewhat interesting. If you wanted to have a Vesis of Chodesh, you needed Lel Tesvav, Lel Tesvav, and Lel Tesvav, or Yom Tesvav, Yom Tesvav, Yom Tesvav. You can't mix and match. Or you could have Lel Tesvav, Lel, I'm doing success months, Lel Tezayin, Lel Yud Zayin, and just to make Shmuel happy and do Kuliyama, Lel Yud Ches, or Yom of all of those. But you can't mix and match, and you can't say Dilut of Oma. Likewise, when it comes to Hafluga, and here's an interesting case. If you have, let's say, you see on daytime of 1, and day 30, and day 59, and day 88, that's what they call Hafluga 30, which means 29 days later. That's Hafluga because they're all during the day. Or night 1, you know, night 32, night 63, and night 94. That's Hafluga of Lamed Beis, which means 31 days later. What the Achronim point out is that actually, this doesn't have to be the same. Because really, we care about the Hafluga of Beis, al menas that all three are the same. What are all three? These are the three Haflugas. The first one is just background. So the first one of the four doesn't have to match, only the three have to match, because you have three Haflugos of daytime. It doesn't really matter what started it out. And even though the Shul Nodi Yud would say this is Davka, not a Vesis, because this one is longer and these ones are shorter. Or this one is shorter and these ones are longer, we tell them we don't care because we don't count onas, we count days, and have a tonight that you have three onas in a row. And that's the halacha. The same thing applies for.
Okay.
Yeah?
I guess it would make a difference. I mean, I'm saying with the example of the first meeting of the day, the rest meeting of the night, it ends up being on a different day. Right, I guess if you're doing...
No, it doesn't. I mean, that would be more. Yeah.
You still have a point that you have to think the Vesis of Shos. If you have a Vesis of Shos, how do we say they're only so concerned in terms of days?
Vesis of Shos means a certain time during the day. It doesn't mean a certain interval of Shos. The Vesis of Shos doesn't mean a certain amount of Shos in between things. It means a certain time of the day. It's a different ending. Again, if you're actually going to ask me to explain this to you, you know, based on common sense, I'm not going to be able to. The answer is going to be, you know, who just says halacha has a halos of counting days, not a halos of counting onas, and therefore we have to go by the halachic structure, even if it's not the most commonsensical or mathematically beautiful. Correct, according to the way Taz read it. Correct, but still, that's, I don't know, somehow you have to say that's different, because days were involved there. No. It's obvious that the Shoel has the stronger hand from a purely logical perspective, but nonetheless, the Poskim seem to use the note of Yehuda. Why? Because the Lashon Wali, look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber talks for 12 seifim about days, and then throws in this rule, has to be the same Ona. Obviously, what he has in mind is that we look at days, and then if the days work out, we look to see if the three times in a row the same ona. But we never count onas.
I don't know, maybe someday someone can overturn that, but I'm not going to do that right now. The other thing we point out is this in terms of kavua, in terms of ena kavua, where you're choshish for the most recent one until it's nekar once. If it was day, you're choshish day. If it was night, you're choshish night. So, for example, if you just saw... If your most recent Re'iyah was Lel Tesvav, then you're Choshish next month on Lel Tesvav. If your most recent Re'iyah was Yom Tesvav, you're Choshish next month on Yom Tesvav. And with Hafluga, if, let's say, you saw 1, and then you saw 26 day, then you're Choshish for 51 day. Regardless of when you saw on day 1. Because we're not counting the number of onos that passed, we're counting the number of days that passed. And looking at the most recent ona, if you saw it in 1, regardless of when, and then 26 night, then we're choshesh, by night, I mean 94. We're choshesh 51 night, which is equal to hafluga at night. It doesn't actually matter if the hafluga is really equal in terms of the number of onos that passed, just matter that flug has to be the same days, and the Eino Kavua Ona is the most recent Ona. So, in terms of how to take Onos into account, just the Chazer for a second, it actually works out a little easier to keep track of now that we hold like Nun Yehuda. For Kvias, it's only Kvias if all three have the same Ona. If not, not. For Eino Kavua, you only follow the Ona of that which established the Eino Kavua. And it doesn't matter what happened beforehand. Which again would be different. Surely, if you saw, let's say, interestingly, what would be your Eino Kavua? If you saw one night and then 26 day, we would say your Eino Kavua is 51 day. But the Shoal and the Yehuda would say it's the night of 52 because it's been 25 and a half days of Haflaga. But it doesn't matter, we don't follow him. So,
according to Eino Kavua?
What? For Eino Kavua, we would say if you saw the night before the 1st and the 26th, that's 26 days or 25 days later. So 25 days later, day is what you're Eino Kavua for. But the Shoal would say you have to do the night before the 52nd because there's a 25 and a half day Haflaga. But we don't follow him. Okay.
Do we take this all the way? Like, for example, in that case in the corner, it was day, 9, like at the bottom there. Even the Firat, if a woman saw a Namibab.
No, this is Tesla, sorry.
Tesla.
Because it pays them off.
Yeah,
Fascinatingly, I'll tell you, if this, let me think, if this is Tesla day, and then Tesla night, Tesla night, then she would have a Vesas the Dilug. Yeah. And if not, night and day don't start with each other. Yeah, correct. And interestingly, L'chora for Shmuel, when you need four, the first one could be either day or night. It wouldn't make a difference because we just care about the last three. The first one is just background. So it gets very, very gishmak here.
No, that's all about
Vlado.
The first one could be there.
No, by Dilug also. Because Dilug Kunta Shmuel, the first one is just background. It doesn't count. That's why he needs four.
But she's not versus a Chodesh, right? Is she?
Meaning, let's say she saw Lel Tesvav Nisan, Yom Tesayin Iyar, Yom, I'm making this up, but I didn't see it in the course, but I think it's pretty clear. And Yom Yud Tes Tamos. Rav would obviously say she's a Vestis Ladilug because she's got three in a row. I think Shmuel would also say, because when Shmuel says you need four Re'eos, it's not that the first one counts. The first one is just background to establish that you've done a Dilug, so you've done three Dilugim of Yom. So I think that would be Lekulei Alma, a Vestis Ladilug. That's what I meant. Chaim, you agree now? Nisvar? Okay. Yes? The Vestas are Zerua, it's just the Vestas before your Vestas.
Can it be used to establish
a
Dilug?
No, the Vestas are Zerua is just as a hero stat. The Vestas are Zerua is a bad word. It's not that the Zerua thinks there's a Vestas. He just thinks there's a hero to do one beforehand, to be porridge for one beforehand. But it's not a Vestas, it's just a hero to keep one step further away from Avera. You know, Siog and the Torah. But that has nothing to do with establishing that the you know, let's say a woman sees on Lel Tesvav, and then the next month on Yom Tesvav. So the Yom Tesvav, if she keeps the Urza rules to do the Lel Tesvav, that's not Kobeya anything. That's just a Chumra to stay one step further away from Avera. It's not there's any significance for the time. So, no. He wouldn't change things one iota. He wouldn't help us or hurt us or whatever it is here. Okay, now I'm not going to really talk about the. Maybe I won't really talk about the Ramah here in Yud Gimel, but I will half talk about it. I'll talk about the discussion that the Achronim have here based on what the Ramah didn't say. So what does the Ramah say here? It says, let's read it without actually understanding the details. Actually, no. The details start here. We don't need the details. Very poshut. Every woman in the world
has to be Choshesh as Begeder Eina Kavua for every Chodesh, or for whatever Chodesh or Hafluga she does. Remember, those are two things where Choshesh Eina Kavua, until one of three things happen. When does she not have to be Choshesh with Eina Kavua? Either she's Kaveya something, when you're Kaveya something, that kills your Eina Kavua. So if she's Kaveya for 3 months, or three Haflugas, which are 4 weeks of Hafluga. Or if she's Oker each Eina Kavua the next time, right? And Eina Kavua's Nekar once. Seems fairly straightforward. The interesting part, the devil in the details here, is going to be how exactly are you Oker Eina Kavuas. But what, interestingly enough, is glaringly missing from the Ramah? What is glaringly missing? Every girl who's been to a Kala class can tell you what's wrong with this Ramah. I can take, you know, any girl from any walks of Orthodox Judaism, of any intelligence level, who's been to a Kala class, could tell you what's wrong with this Ramah. She could be smarter than the Ramah. Okay? What's wrong with this Ramah? Well, own a Bainanist, right? Everyone learns the Kala class. You have to be Choshesh for 3 things every month. Ves Sachodesh, Ves HaFlaga, and own a Bainanist. What happened to own a Bainanist? In this Ramah. Yes, exactly. This is not the, it's not the Ramah, and it's not the Torah either. Who's really talking here? The Ramban. This is the Ramban talking. So it's not a Kasha in the Ramah. It's a Kasha in the Ramah, and a Kasha in the Torah, and a Kasha in the Ramban, and I'm sure you could find another few people. The Rush might have quoted it at some point. You know, Agav Orcha. Whatever. It's a fairly strong Kasha. Why did they leave out on Abaymanis? Now, because they seem to be actually trying to tell us, like, the whole story, right? This is the rule. If you're Nehir Choshesh, from when you start, the first time a woman gets her period, she's Choshesh for Chodesh, and I guess after the second time, she's Choshesh for Chodesh and Haflaga, until, and in level of Eina Kavua, each Eina Kavua until it's uprooted once, or if you're Kovea something, that automatically uproots all Eina Kavuas. Which will cause her. But what happened to Ona Bainanis? So here is where the Shach is proves the Shita. What's the Shach Shita? What Shita does the Shach prove here in this tremendously long Shach in Sukkot and Lamed that he said in the very first Shach in the Siman? He says, "Ona Bainanis is Vesas HaKodesh." That was the Shach Shita. The 30 days is Lav Dafka. 30 days is just Chazal jargon for a month. And here he actually brings various proofs. The young man, Chodesh Tevdeh, 30 days. I mean, that's, that actually depends on Machlok's opinion of when you actually opinion of Ben, whether it's after a month or after 30 days. But okay, and he has many rayas, not all of which are equally good. Like he says, for many Rishonim he finds who don't discuss the Venus, how can they leave it out? So the truth is, because they didn't hold me in the Venus, because it's not really before Shashas anywhere, says, Bainus HaKodesh is the same thing, so they don't have to mention any of Bainus if you mention Vesas HaKodesh. Okay, he's many rayas, Ayin Sham. The Shach Shita is that let's just chazer what does Omen of Bainus mean? The Shach says, Yom HaKodesh. It doesn't mean any number of days. That's the Shach, and even the Raya from this Ramah. Okay, what do all the other Achronim, do here? So if you look in the Taz, in Zivkat Yitzayin, it says, Pasha, Shigam Kanchu, Cheshit Gamliya, Al Dorosh Kodesh, Yerushu, Yom Shloshim, and Yerush Kodesh Nisan, Kestam on a Bainus. It says, Pasha also on a Bainus. Ramah wasn't discussing that, because he was discussing, and now you're saying the Taz is very dull. The Ramah is giving us the rules here. Not the Ramah, the Torah, the Ramban. Why would we leave that only Bainus? So I think the answer is Pashut. He says, Came into Pashut, ain't Sarge Lepar. So it's so obvious he didn't have to say it. I think you could even do a little better by saying,
it changed, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's the main point of this Ramah? What makes this Ramah so complicated? How is it Nekar, and what applies next time around, etc.? Ona Bainanis is never Kenikva, is never Nekar, it's always the same, so he doesn't have to get into it. He's getting into Haflagas, which change, and when they change, when they don't change, the Machlokes between him and the Shach, etc., which he knows the Machlokes between him and, you know, Pshat of the Torah, etc. So we didn't have to get into that. It was not only is it poshut to keep Ein Beinonis, the rules of Ein Beinonis are fairly poshut. So therefore, he didn't have to get into it. That is what the Taz and all the other Achronim say. They reject the Shach. Ah, so what day
is Ein Beinonis then? So all the Achronim say it means day 30, which is 29 days later. And who is the third opinion? Anyone recall? The Kapos Das said it's day 31, 30 days later. And then he has various proofs. Again, not all of which are equally good, because some of them, he says, if you look at the Sugya, you come back in the Derech, they're talking about after 30 days. But it could very well be that some of the Rishonim who are talking about after 30 days are ones who hold that it's only the cumulative effect and not an ordainedness the way we implemented. Okay, that's a different opinion. Lamaisa, these are the three opinions. Just to chazer for a second, and here I want to use some. I know everyone's very addicted to Rabbi Forst, so I want to take what he says into account. Someplace here, he has a little summary. Actually, memorized what page. Here we are. Okay. So the Shach doesn't really make a difference because we keep Yom HaKodesh anywhere, so obviously we're machmir for the Shach anyway because it's Yom HaKodesh. The mainstream Achronim say day 30, that's the mainstream Pesach Halacha. In terms of the Chavos Das, Mary Willig is not machmir for the Chavos Das, so the Sheikh of Shari Oribar, Levi from the Gosh, also not machmir for the Chavos Das. Rabbi Forst says, it's good to be machmir the Chavos Das if it's not difficult. If it's not a Shas HaDchakish, you machmir the Chavos Das. So some people are machmir the Chavos Das, but the Chavos Das is really not such a mainstream opinion. The other issue, which we pointed out, which was the machlok between the Kresi Uplesi and and
the Sidri Tar and most poskim. The Kresi Uplesi, there's an interesting sheet to that. An Ode Minotis is 24 hours, sunset to sunset. Well, most people assume that just like Vesachodesh is based on whatever day it was Nikva, whatever time of the day was Nikva, and that's not plugged based on whatever time of the day was Nikva. Ono Minon is also based on whatever time of the day was Nikva. So if your most recent Riyah was nighttime, Ono Minon is night. If your most recent Riyah was daytime, Ono Minon is day. Now, what I want to do now is, I'm not going to go ahead.
If you go according to the
Shach,
you won't have
a
crazy place, right?
Because
it's Yom
HaKodesh, which is only. Right, if you go according to the Shach, theoretically, could the crazy place say his opinion also according to the Shach? He could say, yeah, Ono Minon means that day of the month for 24 hours. But
the Shach is saying it's Yom HaKodesh. Yom HaKodesh only means one.
No, but he's not saying it is Yom HaKodesh. The truth is that some of the Achronim have a discussion here. The Pesach Tshuva at the end quotes from the Achronim, you know, they just this meaning anyone can do this Cheshva. That even the Shach might be moded that Onam Beinonis and Yom HaKodesh are two separate things which coincide, and there would be an afkamina between them. For example, if I saw on Rosh Chodesh, and then I saw on the 20th, my Ona Beinonis would, according to the way we paskin, be 30 days after the 20th. It won't be the next 20th. But I still be Yom HaKodesh on the 1st, and various other interesting nafkaminas as well. But, okay, let me just apply this practically. Let's say you are actually a woman who's trying to figure this out, and make sure that we understand how to apply all of these. This would be a great test question, actually. But now won't, I guess. How we apply all these. So let's take four scenarios. Let's assume that a woman saw, pick a day of the month she saw. What?
First.
Saw on the first. Okay. Let's assume a woman saw on Aleph, right? Saw on Aleph Lachodesh, day or night, saw on. Let's just do something a little more between. Lel Yudkes in a chaser month. So what happens when the next month rolls around? When the next month rolls around, and let's forget about Haflagah for now.
When the next month rolls around, what does she have? She has, she wants to know what she should do on Leil Yud-Kes, on Yom Yud-Kes, on Leil Yud-Kes, and on Yom Yud-Kes. Okay, who can tell me what are Ikra Din clear vessels for this lady? Ikra Din clear vessels for this lady. When would Bessa Chodesh be? Yeah, okay, so this is for sure the Beset HaKodesh. What's the Iker Din Ona Beinonis? Also, because if it's a Chasser month, that means there's 29 days in between, so the 30th day, Beset HaKodesh plus Ona Beinonis of the mainstream Halacha. Oh, actually, we should... Yom Yud-Zayin. Now, what about, what days are... okay, what about Yom Yud-Zayin? Who would ask for that? This would be, you know, let's, for things that might be Usher, we'll just try who would ask for it. This would be Usher for the Arzoroa, because the best, the owner before her Beses, which means that, again, we will, I'll put Rabbi Willing right first. I'll give Rabbi Willing Brown. He is not so much for the Arzoroa. And Rabbi Force says, okay, some people are healed. Doesn't say, I don't think he says you have to be machmer for the Orzarua. But you might. Some people, okay. How about Yom Yud-Kes? Who would ask for that? No. Why? Because what did the crazy say? That the Ona Beinonis is that halachic day, sunset to sunset. So what would the crazy place, the Aser? Exactly. This would be Aser only according to the crazy place. And that would be Aser only according to the crazy place. See? And, what? Ah, good point. plus, or Zarua shall come das. Okay, that's a good hara. And I think here Rabbi Willig would say mutter. And Rabbi Force also basically says l'chor it's mutter. In other words, the Kresu Placey is not such a strong shash, and in order to rule of a Chalazdas is also not such a strong shash. Okay, how about Leil Yud-Kes? Who would ask for Leil Yud-Kes? The Chalazdas. And here, Rabbi Willig would say Mutter, and Rabbi Force would say Usser, unless it's a. Unless it's Shasatah. How about Yom Yud-Kes? Who would ask for Yom Yud-Kes?
Sure.
No, we're not counting that. I'm not sure if that works, but. No, but I only told you 1 month. This would be the crazy uplacy of the Chavos Das. Meaning, if the Chavos Das is right and the crazy uplacy is right, so that I think is pretty clear that no one's going to be Chokshesh, no one's going to go quite that far. Okay, that's one scenario. Now, this is of course not counting Haflaga. In Haflaga, you would have plus, let's just add, the Leil of the Haflaga, whatever that might be, that is clearly the best of Haflaga, and the Yom Lifnei Leil Haflaga, who would answer that? Whatever the Haflaga is definitely be a night, that's the way you pass it. Who would answer the day before? That's the Orzarua, which we already said above. You know, this is going to be a standard, meaning, well, actually, okay, the Leil Haflaga, that is the best of Haflaga, and the Yom Lifnei Leil Haflaga is going to be Usher according to the, I'm supposed to use green, Orzarua. In which case, we know what some of the different socks would be. Okay, and there are a trillion other socks too. I'm just giving you, our local Masora and one very, very popular safe. Okay, now let's do another scenario. Anyone want to volunteer to do the next scenario? Hi. Okay, ready? Let's say you saw Yom Yud-Kes in a chaser month. So, what would you say about Yom Yud Zayin?
No problem.
Yom Yud Zayin is lechora no problem. Lechora, that's clean. Okay. What would you say about Leil Yud Ches?
Leil Yud Ches, you have the Ur Zeruah both the Rest of Chodesh and the
other. It's not Ur Zeruah. It's also according to the Ur Zeruah, right? Because your main Vesas will be Yom Yud Ches. So it's the night before your main Vesas. And who else would ask for Leil Yud Ches? Right. Because really we're going a little out of order. So let's, for the sake of clarity, here you're okay, Lechora. We're not going to do Ur Zeruah of crazy places. What is Yom Yud Ches? What two very serious things is Yom Yud Ches? Exactly. This is the Vesas HaKodesh, and it's the Ona Beinonis. This is, you know, that's the main day. So now, Leil Yud Ches, we see, is the Usher according to the Ur Zeruah. And is it also according to anyone else? And it's also according to the crazy placey. Because the crazy placey takes the 24 hours, which has to go earlier, because he says the 24 hours can go earlier or later, just sunset to sunset. And the Ur Zeruah says the best city for is also. So here also, I think
I understood you correctly, but I really would say
that it is mutter in this case. In this particular case,
I have to change one thing in my previous chart. My previous chart. In this
particular case, right, four says us, he says, look, his root says us, the crazy place says us, so that's enough to ask.
Okay, the crazy place, he's going to ask the whole test, or just part of it?
No, he's going to ask for 24 hours, sunset to sunset, the halachic calendar day of the Ona Beinonis. Yeah, because he holds Ona Beinonis. It's sort of funny, he obviously de-emphasized what we know of the word Ona. Ona Beinonis is the calendar day, not a 12-hour period. Okay. Let's continue. What do you do with Leil Yud Ches? The Leil Yud Ches would be the Ur Zeruah of the Chavos Das. If the Chavos Das is right, and the Ur Zeruah is right, if the Chavos Das is right, and the Ur Zeruah is right, then the Ur Zeruah of the Chavos Das, which I read, of course, doesn't really paskin, but okay, not sure about that. Okay, what about Yom Yud Ches?
That would be the Chavos Das.
This would be the Chavos Das, which again. Okay, and now, how would you, what words do I have to erase in Haflog in there? Sorry, I don't have to erase that. I just have to say, here is the, if the latest was Yom, then the Yom Haflog in there, and right, Yom is Aflaga, the night before is the Ur Zeruah of the Aflaga. Okay. Eitan, you want to try the next one? Okay, let's keep it as Yom Yud Ches, but let's make it a Mully month. In a Mully month. Now, this stays the same, meaning the Aflaga, if it's day, the day is Aflaga, the night before. Okay, what do you do with Yom Yud Zayin?
So the Yom Yud Zayin would be the beta is according to those people.
Yeah, actually, I have to make myself some more room, right? So Yom Yud Zayin, that's the Ikaradin, the Ona Beinonis. because that is the 30th day. Okay, Leil Yud Zayin.
That would be the
origin of Rabbanas, right? Would anyone else answer it?
Well, the crazy place
you would answer. The crazy place you would say the calendar day of Zion is on the Onus, and the Arzal Ro would say it's the one before the Omen Onus, which I think in that case it's Seiruf. Take it more seriously. Okay. What about Leil Yud Tes?
So that, according to the words of Ruah,
this is the Orza Ruah, good, based on Vesachodesh, because as you pointed out, Yom Yud Tes is the Veses HaChodesh, that's clearly Osir. Leil Yud Tes is the Orza Ruah. I guess theoretically you could add the Praise Your Placing of the Chavos Das, but we don't really need him to add to Yom HaChodesh. In which case, he would say, Yesh Machmir based on the Orzer Ruah. We're not really worried about the crazy place of Yomachal's Das. That's a little far, okay. And what about Leil Yud Tes?
As the Orzer Ruah of the Chavos Das.
No. Chavos Das is Yud Tes in this case. So it was a leap month. So Yud Tes is 30. Here, we're just clean.
Right.
Right? Because that's the 32nd day, and it's not the day of the month. Okay, only one more scenario, which is. Yeah. Okay. Leil Yud Tes of a Leil Yud Tes of a Moly month, but here I realize I'm running out of space, so let me just who wants to volunteer for this one? Any volunteers? Any volunteers? Someone's got to volunteer. Okay. I mean, I guess I'll have to use volunteer as a transitive verb. Aaron, what do you do for me here? You don't have to go in the order I wrote. You could just start with the easiest ones. You can fill them in anywhere you want, Aaron. You saw in Leil Yud Tes? And it is a Moly month.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
Leslie?
Yes.
Leil Yud Tes would be the best of Vesachodesh.
Okay, good. This is Vesachodesh. That's a Bada Asr. Okay, great. What else can you fill in as a Pashat Veses? I'll help you with that point.
Yeah, the only bainness would be on.
What would be the main shoe on the Bainanis? Right, because that is the 30th day, and it's the nighttime. Okay.
So Yom Yud Zayin would be the
Orza Ruah? Yom Yud would be the Usher, because the Orza Ruah of Vesas HaKodesh. Would it be Usher for any other reasons?
The crazy place.
The crazy place, because he says all of Yud Zayin is the Bainanis. That is also according to two people. It's also according to the crazy place because all of you are dying. And it's also according to the Orza Ruah based on the Vesas HaKodesh. Now, one second. Just give me one second. So. Hold on a second.
Okay. In any case, I'm just trying to say Mutter, right? Force indicates here that this is the, let's just call this the 30th day, daytime. He wants to be Makel here. Why is he not worried about the Orzeru based on the Vesta Chodesh? Not 100% sure. Okay. Not exactly sure. I would think you would say Yesh Makom because of Vesta Chodesh, because of the Orzeru here on this chart. He says, okay, let's assume that. Okay, I'm not, it could be that I wasn't told you were Lakos. Okay, what else can you fill in for me?
Tessain would also be Orzeruah.
Okay, great. This is the Orzeruah, and here again we have either a Mutter, I think, here for sure, or a Yeshma here, and here it's the Orzeruah based on the basis, so that's for sure more serious. Would Lel Tesvav be anything?
No. That's clean. Okay, now we have to go on Yom Yud Ches. Would Yom Yud Ches be anything?
Something very slight.
The crazy
placey of the Chavos Das, where I think everyone agrees that we don't have to go quite so far, right? Because this is Vesta Chodesh Yom Das, and will you test? Is that, well, yeah, we don't know what that plug is, but whatever that plug is, at the night time, that plug in the day before is the Urzimura. Okay, so hopefully we have some idea of how to apply it now.
How come, you know, the shop says that there's, right, there's no difference. No such thing as an Oda manager push rather than the same.
No, he doesn't say those things don't exist. He says it means the same day of the month.
Right, the same thing.
Right.
So why would we not take the shop into account, let's say, to, like, instead of the Salahatzer of the Great Police of Babas Das, which I think
is. I understand what you're saying. Is why not say that not in this one, but in the other context, right?
Right.
In a. Over here, the shots version. Oh, yeah, why not say it's a crazy place of a shock, not just a crazy place of a Chavos Das, is what you're asking me. Say, shock with Chavos Das, right?
Oh, I was saying a little differently, is that you could use it, the shock as a Tzad L'Hakel.
Oh, L'Hakel, because this might not even be an Ome Benos.
Right.
Bein L'Hakel Ben L'Hakel. The answer is because even though the shock carries great weight, the shock, we really don't get the shock.
Different das, meaning.
Yeah, I hear you, Tanya. The real answer is there's no way to know where to draw the line. But we assume that we don't really take the shock into account so much because even though he claims this is what everyone always meant, Bishop said so, and we assume this is what everyone always didn't mean.
I think you need that one.
But yeah, could be. No. Okay. We're both saying we'll continue with Hashem next week. Correct. Exactly.
When you make a word tomorrow after
midnight. Just you don't. I mean, you don't need that because it's a Vesa Subliyama. But
for Hashem.
What? Sunday Shir, according to my chart, is supposed to go through Sif Tesvav. That's not unreasonable. I think it's what. Anyone have the chart? Anyone have the chart? I think it said through Sif Tesvav. And what's this week? It's Vayera. It says through Sif Tesvav.